We are ready to go once again with the Padre Island Podcast. Thank you for spending some time in the midst of Mother's Day and graduations and baseball season and whatever else. Here we are, connecting with our Lord Jesus, reflecting on scriptures, which helps us to be in better position to participate in the Eucharist and more fully receive the Lord's graces. The sixth Sunday of Easter today, May 10th, 2026, the passage is John chapter 14, verses 15 through 21. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept, because it neither sees nor knows him. But you know him, because he remains with you, and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans, I will come to you. In a little while the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live and you will live. On that day you will realize that I am in the Father, and you are in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. And whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. That last line is curious. For one reason, the Lord is revealing himself and the Trinity to us. That's what his ministry is all about. That's what his incarnation is all about. So when he says he will do that, it's a little bit curious, because he is doing that. He has been and will continue to do that. So maybe by him saying he will reveal himself to his disciple, to the one who loves him, maybe it's emphasizing that last part, not just past and present, but also future. And that gives us reason to hope in Jesus Christ, who continues to reveal to us what we need to know. And he knows that we have limitations and a certain capacity, and that we often forget. And maybe we get distracted and start listening to rumors, and that can really get us off track. At the same time, he knows that about us. He knows our tendency. And so he continues to remind us with the gift of creation, with the sacraments, his graces, our brothers and sisters, the community of faith that can build us up. So one might just read straight through John chapter 14, which would include last Sunday's gospel and more, includes today and more. And that gives us a larger picture of what the Lord is saying to his disciples. And we can't help but notice the tone. It's a little bit hard to fully understand the tone from the written word, but I mean, from context and from the word choice, it's not that hard to figure out the closeness that Jesus has with his disciples, and the fact that he encourages that, he affirms that, he makes those opportunities present. So we are thankful for that, and we try to operate with that belief and with that kind of energy and that kind of culture. So the Lord making those connections with us, that we are meant to be in communion with him, to abide in his love, to remain there. And that's where we want to be. And any activity in our life can flow from that. And it could do so in a very natural, beautiful, personal, and unique way. So then, you know, a preacher would naturally latch on to this first part of the passage when it comes to the active part of preaching, to say, okay, what do we do with this? We think about our minds and our hearts. Now, what about our actions? What about our hands and feet? What do we do? Well, keep the commandments. It's right there. That's what he says. And as it says in 1 John, his commands are not burdensome. That those are a response to the Lord's love. So it goes back to the Ten Commandments back in Exodus chapter 20. We think about the Beatitudes. We think about virtues. We think about the words that Jesus says that have to do with morality, with direction, with how to live our life. Yeah, we follow him, and we also try to consider that which is within range of what we can fully understand. And if it seems daunting, we prioritize and execute, to borrow a phrase from a leadership book that I'm working on. If it seems like just an ocean of things coming at you, and life is very busy, what is it that's the priority? And how do we take it in smaller pieces to where it's a little bit more manageable? And what's the highest priority, and how do we attend to that? And then the other things can either happen a little bit later, or maybe they're not important at all. Or maybe by attending to what's most important, then everything is able to find its proper place, find its proper order within focusing on what's most important. All right, so what else do we have? I will not leave you orphans, I will come to you. So he's right there, but he says, I will come to you. Again, just emphasizing the future, sending you another advocate, the Spirit of Truth. So if you're sitting in a courtroom, which is probably not a fun place to be most of the time, especially if you're the one that is in the hot seat and unsure what the outcome will be, trying to defend yourself from some kind of accusation, or maybe there's some kind of wrongdoing that you need to take responsibility for. But whatever it is, we need someone at our side. We need someone who can defend us. We need an advocate. And Jesus is here to say that he gives us that, the Spirit of Truth. And if that seems a little too abstract, then our prayer this week can be, Lord, please make that real. Help that come alive for us. This message about the Lord not leaving us vulnerable, but sending us someone to be there for us and defend. And the Spirit of Truth, and often this happens with various human beings, various instruments, people who may come out of nowhere to be able to fill that role. And maybe we are in a position to help fill that role for someone else. So if you're in the marriage vocation, beautiful vocation to help bring about strength within family life, then your spouse can be that person that you are in companionship with, that primary priority in your life, to love that person and to be loved by him or her, and to see what you can do within communication, and if something's not going well, to make proper adjustments, to take corrective measures, to prioritize and execute, not execute your spouse, but execute certain tasks, and for that to be done as smooth as possible, that within the overall project of seeking to grow in holiness, that you have someone with you to support you, to be a sounding board, that maybe together you can find the Spirit of Truth in an advocate, someone to help defend you and be there for you, especially when that's needed. If you're in the marriage vocation, then that may have been taken away from you, or maybe you've chosen to walk away from that for one reason or another. And therefore, we try to figure out, okay, now what? Now what do I do? What does love look like? Does that even exist? Am I worthy of that? And if I'm working on a case in the tribunal, can I muster up the courage to tell my story? Do I muster up the courage to be patient with the months that it takes for those cases to be completed? And even if that case is finished, whether you like the outcome or not, there's still the rest of your life. Okay, what am I going to do now? And how is the Lord working in my experience? So the divorce situation is a challenging setting, challenging season or moment, and it could be extremely difficult to navigate. At the same time, I wonder how the Word of God hits you in that situation from that standpoint, and the healing that's available from Jesus Christ and the graces He offers. And how much more would someone in that kind of situation need these words about remaining in God's love and seeing what the Lord will reveal in the future for communion with the Trinity, receiving the Spirit of truth, access to the Father, communion with Jesus Christ. This is not off limits for those who have been through a divorce or other kinds of setbacks. I will not leave you orphans, for the Lord is with us. And let's continue to be hopeful and cooperate and be open to what the Lord wishes to do. Yes, there's uncertainty, but that's one of the things that makes life interesting. And let us continue to find ways to be present to one another, knowing that we sometimes have really difficult times and can be very much overwhelmed. But in that situation, can we prioritize and execute the next task and see where the Lord is leading us in taking care of ourselves, in certain projects, in certain life-giving hobbies, trying to root out that which is sinful and replace it with something much more sustainable and life-giving. I think we'll stop there. I don't really have anything else. I chose not to use a commentary. I do still have commentaries here, but I guess I'm just trying to speak from the heart the last few times. But wish you all the best in the duration of this Easter season. We still have the Feast of Ascension and Pentecost coming up. And then back in ordinary time, we'll have Trinity Sunday and Corpus Christi Sunday, which will take us into early June. But whether it's Christmas or Easter season, Lent, Easter season, ordinary time, or special feast days, these are all opportunities for us to deepen our faith, to see the new life that the Lord brings to us, in our hope to encounter the risen Christ, and for that to be real and for us to receive His peace. I'm Father Peter O'Donnell, a priest in Abilene, Junction City, and Chapman, Kansas. Thank you for listening today. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.